Welcome to the deep dive.
Today, we're going to be exploring something that you've probably thought about more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we say yes when, like, our gut is telling us to say no?
It's a really great question, and it has some pretty interesting answers based on psychology and social dynamics.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to be looking at research from Vanessa Patrick.
Okay.
She's a marketing professor at the University of Houston. She actually wrote a book on this topic.
Wow.
It's called The Power of Saying No.
So she's literally an expert in this.
Yeah.
And I know you had an excerpt from a Hidden Brain podcast episode with Vanessa.
Yes.
So we've got some stories and
Yeah.
some interesting research to unpack here.
Yeah, so we'll look at the things that make it so hard to say no,
Okay.
especially in specific situations.
Yeah.
And importantly, how to recognize those times when we're most vulnerable to saying yes when we really shouldn't be,
Yeah.
and then how to actually say no in a good way without, burning bridges.
Right, without like ruining relationships and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so relatable. Like everybody, I think, has been in that position.
Totally.
And Vanessa kicks off her book with this story about her 24th birthday party,
Okay.
and it gets totally derailed.
Oh, no.
Because she couldn't say no to her boss.
I've been there.
So picture this. She's like the most junior person at this ad agency.
Oh, wow.
And but she feels all this pressure to stay late and wait for a fax,
Oh, gee,
even though it means missing her own party.
on her birthday?
Yeah.
Oof, that's tough.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It really just highlights how much we feel like we have to say yes, especially at work.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder if someone like Vanessa, who like studies this for a living,
Right.
still struggles with it.
Yeah. What hope is there for the rest of us?
Well, that's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
If we can recognize the patterns and what's going on,
Right.
then we can start to get better at it.
And develop some strategy.
Totally.
So let's break it down. One of the big things that Vanessa talks about is the acquaintance trap.
Right.
And she says that we're more likely to say yes to people that we're not super close to
Interesting.
than like our close friends or family, which at first seems kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, you would think it would be the other way around.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be easier to say no to someone you barely know,
Right.
but it's almost like we feel this need to make a good impression with acquaintances.
Yeah, maybe because we don't have that baseline of trust already built.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we overcompensate by saying yes, even if it means like stretching ourselves too thin.
Yeah.
Like we don't want to come across as like rude or unhelpful, even if it means giving up our own time and energy.
Yeah, and maybe we think they're judging us more harshly than our close friends would.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. Some researchers think this comes from like way back from like evolution. Like
Yeah.
back in early human societies, if you got kicked out of the group, it could like be life or death. So maybe we have this like deep down fear of getting rejected, even from people we don't know that well.
Like a primal instinct.
Yeah, even if it's not really that serious in today's world.
Yeah, so it's like this leftover thing.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Now let's talk about another one of Vanessa's ideas. She calls it the stadium proposal effect.
Okay.
She says that it feels like all eyes are on us when we're asked to do something.
Right.
Like we're on a jumbotron with a huge audience just like staring at us, waiting for an answer.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, it's that feeling of being put on the spot.
Totally.
And in her research, she actually like tested this.
Oh, wow. How did she do that?
So they asked people to volunteer for a charity,
Okay.
and women especially felt super pressured to say yes, even if they were asked one-on-one.
Real
It was
stuff.
like the same amount of pressure whether they were in a group or by themselves.
So even when they're not in public, it still feels like they're under a microscope.
Yeah, like they're constantly being watched.
Especially women. That's
Yeah.
so interesting.
I know. And it makes sense when you think about like what society expects from women.
Right.
They're often expected to be more agreeable and helpful, so they're more likely to feel that pressure.
It's like they're carrying the weight of those expectations, even in like private conversations.
Yeah, so for some women, it's like they're always on that jumbotron.
Wow. No wonder. It's so hard to break that habit of saying yes all the time.
I know.
It's not just about willpower. It's
Right.
about understanding these social dynamics and figuring out how to navigate them.
Okay, so we've got these external pressures
Right.
making it tough to say no.
Yes.
But I'm guessing there's also an internal part of this too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the biggest internal things stopping us from saying no is that we're afraid of messing up our relationships.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We all want to feel connected, and saying no can feel like we're putting those bonds at risk.
Right, because we're social creatures at heart. So it's like this double whammy. You know, we've got these outside pressures, and then we've got these fears inside of us that are keeping us from saying no.
Exactly.
But it's not just about having too much on our plate or doing extra stuff.
Right.
Saying yes when we want to say no can really mess with our well-being.
Yeah, totally. It can lead to burnout, resentment, even damage relationships. It's like we're slowly draining our own energy, and happiness, trying to make everyone else happy, but forgetting about ourselves.
It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
We're always giving, giving, giving.
Right.
You won't have anything left for ourselves
Exactly.
or the people we really care about.
And it's not just about avoiding like the bad feelings. It's about making space for the good stuff too. The joy, creativity, real connection. When we're always stretched thin, it's hard to be fully present anywhere.
So how do we break out of this people-pleasing cycle? How do we get our time and energy back? Vanessa talks about the power of no as a
Right.
way to be free and authentic.
It's about realizing that saying no isn't selfish. It's actually self-preservation.
Interesting.
It's about setting boundaries that protect our well-being so that we can live a life that reflects our values.
But I bet saying no can be especially hard at work.
Oh, absolutely.
How do we handle those situations where we feel pressured to say yes to our boss or coworkers,
Right.
even if it means taking on too much?
Yeah, that's where those empowered refusals come in. Remember those. It's about saying no in a strong but positive way.
So instead of just saying, I can't do that,
Yeah.
maybe offer a different solution or suggest someone else who could do it better.
Exactly. It shows you're still a team player, but you're not the right person for this particular task.
I like that it's like saying no to that specific request,
Right.
but yes to what they're trying to achieve. Like, I can't take on that project, but I can connect you with someone who has more time. Or
Exact.
I can't lead this thing, but I'm happy to help out in a smaller way.
Yeah, it's about finding a way to contribute that works for you without taking on too much.
And sometimes it might mean just having an honest talk with your boss or coworkers
Right.
about how much everyone has on their plate.
It's about being proactive, not just reacting to what everyone else wants.
I love this.
Yeah. And you can even advocate for yourself and your team to make sure everyone has a reasonable workload.
This is so helpful.
Right.
But what about those times when saying no isn't just about protecting our time or energy?
Yeah.
It's about standing up for what we believe in.
Right.
What if we're asked to do something that feels wrong, like it goes against our morals?
That's when saying no is even more important. It's about having the courage to speak up, even if it's uncomfortable.
Because sometimes saying yes would mean like betraying ourselves and going against our values.
And in those situations, a strong and clear no is super important. You don't need to sugarcoat it or try to explain it away.
Okay, so what about those situations where the power dynamic is kind of messed up? Like someone with authority over us asks us to do something,
Yeah.
and we feel pressured to say yes, even though it feels wrong or uncomfortable.
That's a tough one. There's no easy answer. But remember, you always have the right to say no.
Even to someone who's in charge.
Even to them.
I know that in theory, but in practice, it can be super scary to push back against someone who has power over
Oh,
you,
for sure.
especially at work.
I hear that.
So what do we do?
Well, you have to assess the situation carefully. Sometimes a straightforward no might be enough. But sometimes you might need to be more strategic. Maybe document the request, talk to HR, or even look for other options if it feels unsafe.
So sometimes saying no can come with consequences, and we
Yeah,
have to be ready for that.
for sure.
But I want to talk about a different kind of no for a second.
Okay.
The no that comes from inside of us,
Right.
not from pressure from other people.
Yeah, the no that comes from our own fears and insecurities.
It's like we're holding ourselves back
Yeah.
before we even give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, true.
So how do we break down those internal walls?
It's about self-awareness and changing our mindset. We need to recognize those negative thoughts, challenge them, and replace them with positive ones.
So instead of saying, I can't do that, I'm not good enough,
Yeah.
we could say, I'm willing to learn and grow even if it's outside of my comfort zone.
Exactly. It's called a growth mindset. It's about focusing on what you can learn instead of what you think you can't do.
I like that.
It's about seeing failure as part of the process, not the opposite of success.
It's like shifting from fear to curiosity.
Yeah.
But what about those times when we say yes without thinking?
Oh, yeah.
We get caught up in the moment and then later regret it.
Like that FOMO.
Right. The fear of missing out.
It gets us every time.
Like, sure, I'll go to that concert even though I'm exhausted and have a ton to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or yes, I'll invest in that business even though I haven't really looked into it.
Oof. Those impulsive yeses can be dangerous.
So how do we avoid them?
That's where that strategic pause comes in.
Okay.
You know, taking a moment to think before you answer.
Even just a few minutes can make a difference.
Absolutely. It gives you time to ask yourself, does this fit with my priorities? Am I really excited about this? Or am I just scared of missing out?
If it's just FOMO,
yeah,
it's probably a good idea to step back.
Exactly.
It's about making conscious choices.
Right.
Not acting out of fear.
This has been so insightful. But I'm also thinking about the practical side of saying no.
Yeah.
Like, what are some things we can actually say?
Yeah. Are there like phrases or scripts that can make those conversations easier?
Absolutely. There are some really effective communication strategies.
Okay.
That can help us say no in a clear and kind way.
So we talked about why saying no is important. You know, the psychology behind it, the benefits, setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's get to the how.
Okay.
Like, how do we actually say no?
Yeah.
In a way that's graceful and effective?
It's like having a toolbox.
Okay.
Full of different no scripts.
Oh, I like that.
For different situations.
So what are some of the best tools in this no toolbox?
One of my favorites is the appreciation sandwich.
Okay.
It's a three-part formula.
Right.
You start by saying something nice about the request or opportunity.
Okay.
Then you clearly state your no.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end on a positive note.
So like, thank you so much for thinking of me for this project. Unfortunately, I'm not able to take it on right now, but I wish you all the best with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It softens the no.
Yeah.
And helps keep the relationship strong.
While still setting a boundary.
Right. You're acknowledging their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But staying true to your needs.
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
Even when you're saying no.
What are some other scripts that work well?
Yeah. What else is in the toolbox?
Another good one is the reason plus refusal.
Okay.
You give a brief reason why you're declining without going into a ton of detail.
Okay.
You could say something like, I'm focusing on a major deadline right now, so I won't be able to help with that.
It's straightforward, but still respectful.
Right.
Like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm swamped right now.
Exactly. You're giving context.
Yeah.
Without opening the door for negotiation.
And sometimes a simple no is all you need.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best way to set a clear boundary.
Like if someone asks you to do something that's just not okay.
Right, in those cases.
Yeah.
A firm no is the way to go.
You don't have to sugarcoat it.
Right.
But what about when we feel like we need to explain ourselves more?
Yeah.
Like with a close friend or a colleague?
Instead of making excuses.
Okay.
Focus on your own needs and priorities.
Okay.
So instead of saying, I can't do that because I'm too busy.
Yeah.
You can say, I'm prioritizing family time right now, so I need to decline.
That's a good point.
It's about owning your decision and communicating it respectfully.
And you don't owe anyone a long explanation.
Right. A brief and honest one is usually enough.
It's not just about what we say, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Our body language matters, too.
Oh, totally. Like how we say it.
Our tone of voice.
Yeah.
Our posture.
Yeah, nonverbal cues can be super powerful.
Exactly. When you say no, project confidence.
Okay.
Make eye contact, stand up straight, speak in a clear voice.
It's like your whole body is saying no.
Exactly.
And the more we practice saying no,
yes,
the better we'll get at it.
It's like working out a muscle.
Right.
The more you use it,
yeah,
the stronger it gets.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the power of saying no,
right.
What's the one thing you want listeners to remember?
Saying no is not selfish.
Okay.
It's self-care.
I like that.
It's about respecting your own needs and priorities, setting healthy boundaries, and making space for what truly matters.
It's about taking back control of our time.
Yes.
Our energy and our lives.
And as we learned from Vanessa Patrick, it's not just about declining requests.
Right.
It's about creating a life that aligns with our values,
our passions, and our purpose.
Each no is really a yes.
To something else.
To something better.
That's a great way to put it.
So think about this.
Okay.
What's one request you've been holding back on saying no to?
Yeah.
How could you reframe your no using what we talked about today?
You have the power to choose your yeses.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
It was great being here.
Until next time, stay curious.